pigs can't fly, but they can swim. You can even swim with them if you go to the Bahamas and then feed them after you've paddled around a bit. This is a very popular tourist attraction, but recently tragedy struck. 2 weeks ago, 8 of these swimming pigs were found dead at Exuma Pig Beach, where they've lived for the past 30 years. The suspicion is that they died from food poisoning. The Bahamian government has now put a stop to tourists feeding the pigs. Wade Nixon is the co-owner of the swimming pigs. He joins us now from his home in the Bahamas. I gather you and your partner, Don Roll, brought a few pigs over in the 1990s to start a pig farm there. How did they end up swimming and becoming this huge tourist attraction?
Well, actually, my dad, he have a pig farm back in the day, and we asked the boys if they want to chip in and buy some pigs. Nobody wanted to do it because we know the Y2K was coming up, and we know that something happened. We have to have food for the village. So we started them in a pen, actually, and then we towed them over to the island, and every morning we'd go and feed the pigs. And time after time, we let them out on the island and let them wander around. And when they hear the engine of the boat coming, then they know that's us coming to feed them. And sometimes we reach a little late, then they start to come to the water, and then we start to make them swim. And they start to get so popular swimming, all the tourists would anchor their boat off from the beach, and we go around and we tell them, if you guys catch crap, you can bring it in to the beach and feed them. But now as time go on and the pigs get so popular and everybody start to come around from all over the world, because we are the first swimming pig in the world.
Is that right?
They didn't have swimming pigs, okay?
Yeah. These are unique pigs then. I mean, it's really sad news that 8 of them died. You said you believe they died of food poisoning. What makes you think
that?
Yes.
Well, we had the pigs there almost 30 years. And for a pig die, like 8 pig one time, it had to eat something. Or somebody had to give them something. And I just hope that nobody tried to poison all of my pigs. Because if I find that out, man, I will deal with them to the fullest of the law. But anyway, I'm so glad that we caught the rest of them and we give them medicine. And right now, we got about 20 to 30 pigs, but they all are doing well now.
Wade, you've been around these pigs for years. You got to know them. This whole incident must have hit you pretty hard.
It's like a dagger going in my chest. Me and my partner, we say, man, who could do such a thing? You know, why? What for? Well, you know, in any struggle in life, you have people with evil heart and evil mind, you know. But just come and enjoy yourself. Enjoy the pigs. But we are going to regulate it, brother. So that will never happen again.
Well, Wade Nixon, my condolences to you.
Yes, sir.
Wade Nixon, the co-owner of the swimming pigs found in the island nation of the Bahamas. Wade, thank you very much.
You have a pleasant evening, sir.